This is a Fox News alert. Ordering emergency abortions. I'm Lee Silasara. The Department of Health and Human Services has told hospitals they must provide abortions if the life of the mother is at risk, saying federal law and emergency treatment guidelines preempt state laws in areas that now ban abortions without any exceptions. The department said emergency conditions include ectopic pregnancy, complications of pregnancy loss, or other disorders such as preeclampsia. This is a decision on abortion in Michigan could move to voters this fall.
Today's the deadline for signatures to be turned in to the Michigan Secretary of State for issues to qualify for the November ballot, as pro-choice supporters try to work around Michigan's 1931 abortion ban that went dormant in 1973 that pro-life supporters say is back in place.
The people of Michigan are turning in 753,759 signatures to enshrine into the state constitution the right to reproductive freedom.
Shanae Watson-Whitaker with the Reproductive Freedom for All campaign handing the decision to voters this fall. And as the abortion battle still also plays out in Michigan courts, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Iran is said to deliver armed drones to Russia. That from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who says Russia will use them to attack Ukraine.
It's unclear whether Iran has delivered any of these UAVs to Russia already. But this is just one example of how Russia is looking to countries like Iran for capabilities that are also being used, I might add, or have been used before we got the ceasefire in place in Yemen, to attack Saudi Arabia.
The comments coming as President Biden prepares for a visit to Israel and Saudi Arabia. On Wall Street, the market started out the week in the red. The Dow off 164 points. The Nasdaq minus 262. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
One of the top hospitals in the country will be testing for monkeypox.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the Mayo Clinic is using the agency's test to detect monkeypox. Mayo's clinical microbiology lab in Rochester, Minnesota will do the testing and accept samples from elsewhere to test. This is expected to add up to 10,000 tests per week to the national effort to protect people from the illness, rashes, and lesions associated with the disease. The Mayo Clinic joins five other national entities now testing for monkeypox, including the CDC's own Laboratory Response Network and LabCorp. Gurnal Scott, Fox News.
A woman accused in the 2002 fatal bludgeoning of her husband in Michigan was ordered held on a $10 million bond following her return to the U.S. from Italy. Beverly McCallum was arrested on charges of second-degree murder and disinterment, mutilation of a body. JetBlue may have the upper hand in the bidding war for Spirit Airlines.
Frontier Group has declined to raise its bid for Spirit Airlines. Frontier has been in a bidding war with JetBlue Airways for months. Spirit signed a deal with Frontier in February. JetBlue topped the deal in April, though Spirit has been concerned that the JetBlue merger may be less likely to be approved by regulators. Frontier boosted its offer last month and now is calling it the last, best, and final offer. The Spirit shareholder vote is now scheduled for Friday. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Carlos Santana will take the next 2 weeks off after collapsing on stage outside Detroit last week. His manager says Santana's concerts will be canceled through July 22nd out of an abundance of caution. Last week, Santana said he collapsed because he hadn't eaten or had any water before the show. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.